Welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab at our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Good morning. Welcome to worship on this beautiful day. The Lord is good. We will be following Divine Service Setting 1, which begins on page 151 in your hymnal. And especially for those who are listening on the radio, the hymns we'll be singing, opening with 815, All Praise to Thee, For Thou, O King Divine. Hymn of the Day, 754, Entrust Your Days and Burdens. During distribution, we'll sing 849, Praise the One Who Breaks the Darkness. 766, Our Father, Who From Heaven Above. 544, O Love, How Deep. Closing hymn, 610, Lord Jesus, Think on Me. We begin with our opening hymn. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. We allow time of silence to reflect on God's word and for self-examination. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We turn to the yellow insert and sing together the introit. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God, the protector of all who trust in you, strengthen our faith and give us courage to believe that in your love you will rescue us from all adversities. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. You want to keep your yellow insert handy as we'll sing the gradual after our Old Testament reading. The Old Testament reading is from Genesis chapter 9. God said to Noah and his son with him, "Behold, I establish my covenant with you and my offspring after you and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the livestock, and every beast of the earth with you, as many as came out of the ark. It is for every beast of the earth. I establish my covenant with you, that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth." And God said, "This is the sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for all future generations. I have set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds of the earth and the bow is seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. When the bow is in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth." God said to Noah, "This is the sign of the covenant that I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth." This is the word of the Lord. We turn to the yellow insert and sing together the gradual. The epistle is from Ephesians chapter 3. "For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." This is the word of the Lord. Please stand in honor of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 6th chapter. Immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. And after he had taken leave of them, he went up on the mountain to pray. And when evening came, the boat was out on the sea, and he was alone on the land. And he saw that they were making headway painfully, for the wind was against them. And about the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea. He meant to pass by them, but when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out, for they all saw him and were terrified. But immediately he spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." And he got into the boat with them, and the wind ceased. And they were utterly astounded, for they did not understand about the loaves, but their hearts were hardened. When they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret and moored to the shore. And when they got out of the boat, the people immediately recognized him and ran about the whole region and began to bring the sick people on their beds to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he came, in villages, cities, or countryside, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and implored him that they might touch even the fringe of his garment. And as many as touched it were made well. This is the gospel of the Lord. To you, O Christ. You may be seated as we sing together the hymn of the day. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side to Bethsaida. Jesus sends them to Bethsaida. That's where they intend to go. However, you read in verse 53, when they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret and moored at the shore. Gennesaret is not Bethsaida. They didn't go where they intended to go. This happens in life, not just geographically. We intend to go someplace with our plans, our intentions in life, and we end up somewhere else. Doesn't play out the way we intended. It even happens when our intentions are directed by the Lord, blessed by the Lord. For example, when we're confirmed, we publicly confess our intentions. Our intentions to hear the word of God and receive the Lord's Supper faithfully, to live according to the word of God, and in faith, word, and deed, to remain true to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, even to death, to continue steadfast in this confession and church, and to suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from it. We receive the Lord's blessings and prayers of the church. The direction is clear. The blessing is sure. Our intent is sincere. We go as we intend, but we find that making headway is painful, if you will, to use that metaphor from the gospel, not metaphor in the gospel, but to use that metaphorically, the wind is against us. It's hard work, remaining faithful to God and our confessions. Our energy fails. There are other things that compete for our time and our interest, and we lose interest. We don't understand God's word. We stop looking to God for help and strength, and our hearts, they grow hard, and well, we feel like giving up. We're discouraged. Another example, we intend to keep our hearts chaste and pure as instructed by our Lord. We know we have his blessing in this. The direction is clear and our intent is sincere, but we're met with unexpected temptations. Forces are strong. Resistance is difficult. We wonder if God really understands or if it really matters, and we stop looking to him for strength and help, and we give in, and our heart is hardened. Or consider another example of marriage. You intend to have a healthy marriage. At your wedding, you receive the Lord's blessing and prayers of the church, and the direction is clear. Blessing is sure, your intention is sincere, but making headway is painful. There are forces that are against you. Forces you can't even see. God has joined two sinners together and wants you to love, honor, and respect one another. But forces against marriage are strong. It's hard work. Stop looking to God for help and strength, and your heart is hardened. Let's return to the gospel reading for now. Where did Jesus intend to go? And where did he end up? We know he sent the disciples intending for them to go to Bethsaida, but so after he sends them to the other side, we read Jesus dismissed the crowd, and after taking leave of them, he went up on the mountain to pray. And when evening came, the boat was out on the sea, and he was alone on the land, and he saw that they were making headway painfully, for the wind was against them. And about the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea. He meant to pass by them. Jesus intends to pass by them. Does this mean that Jesus passing by is that he intended to reveal himself in majesty and glory, kind of like when he passed by Moses? He put Moses in the cleft of the rock and covered him with his hand until he passed by so Moses could see his glory from the backside. Or is this pointing us to Job's account? And he said about the Lord, behold, he passes me by, but I don't perceive him. He moves on, but I do not perceive him. It was just three verses prior to that where Job says of God, who alone stretched out the heavens and trampled the waves of the sea. Jesus does trample the waves of the sea as he walks on the water to them. Well, consider the disciples had just witnessed this firsthand miraculous provision of this feast for the 5,000 men with the 5 loaves and 2 fish. In other words, Jesus has revealed to them, to the disciples in particular, that he is God of creation. And he's the one who sent them, right? And so they can trust him, whether they see him or not. They shouldn't. Well, you think about it. He's God of creation. Like Job said, he's the one who alone stretched out the heavens. Shouldn't they be looking to him? They should have nothing to fear. They can move forward to their destination with full confidence in the Lord, the God of creation who sent them. Even when facing opposing forces, they should look to him, to trust him. From the land, Jesus sees them struggling. And around 3 to 6 in the morning, after his prayer, he came to them. But he did not go out to get into the boat. He intends to pass them by as they struggle against the wind. Struggling itself is not bad. Whether working against natural forces like wind and waves, or against spiritual forces, worldly forces, forces within ourselves, we do have to work as we face these forces that are against us. We strive to remain faithful to our confirmation vows. We resist the desires of our sinful flesh. We work hard for the sake of our marriage. These are good and worthy endeavors. So why does Jesus not pass them by as he intended? But when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out, for they all saw him and were terrified. Jesus saw how terrified they were at his presence, not understanding. So Jesus, I suppose he does reveal his majesty and glory as he's walking on the water, but he now reveals his mercy. But immediately, see, they're terrified. Immediately he spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." And he got into the boat with them, and the wind ceased. And they were utterly astounded, for they did not understand about the loaves, but their hearts were hardened. Immediately Jesus speaks to them, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." Take courage, is another way to say this. Don't give up. I'm with you. You have nothing to fear. I'm the God of creation. I'm with you. I've sent you. Jesus' actions do not depend on the disciples, you'll notice. They're not looking to him. They're not praying or trusting God. They have no faith. They have the wrong ideas about him. The disciples do not understand about the loaves. They do not understand that Jesus is the God of creation. Their hearts are hardened. They're terrified when they see him. Rather than pass by them as he intended, Jesus ends up in the boat with them, with these hard-hearted, confused, frightened, faithless disciples. He went to them. He showed them his mercy. He encouraged them not to give up. Got into the boat with them and continue with them, even though it wasn't where they originally intended to go. Similarly, Jesus is fully aware of what's going on with you in your lives. He knows your struggles. He knows the forces that are against you. But he's the God of these forces. There's nothing beyond his control, nothing beyond his power. You have no reason to be afraid. You have no reason to be discouraged. He doesn't want you to give up. He wants you to take courage, to trust him. Trust him in the promises that he's given you in your baptism. He's already saved you. You have been joined to him in the powerful waters of holy baptism. Your sins have been washed away. You've been born again. You've been made new in Christ. You are a new creation. As we read in Titus, He saved us not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. You can move forward in the faith and full confidence of Jesus. He sent you ahead in your various vocations that we understand, helpfully explained in our small catechism, clear direction with his blessing, whether you're a son or daughter or mother, father, a wife, husband, single, as a neighbor, an employer, employee, retiree, a child of God, an ambassador of Christ. Go. As directed, as he's with you, blessing you. He is in prayer now for you, interceding on your behalf. Perhaps he was interceding for the disciples, you know, and he's communing with his Father on the mountain. But we know he's praying for you now. He knows you're struggling. He sees you struggling. He knows about these forces against you, and he comes to you wherever you are on your journey, whether you're where you intended to go or not. He comes to you. He comes to you, specifically here in the divine service. You may be terrified. Your heart may be hardened. And he comes to you, not in a full display of his majesty and glory as we might imagine, but he comes to you in his mercy. You may not fully understand. Your faith may be weak. You may feel like giving up, and Jesus knows this. He comes to you and says, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid. Take courage, don't give up. I'm with you. You have nothing to fear. Take, eat, this is my body given for you. Take, drink, this is my blood shed for you, for the forgiveness of all your sins." He knows your fears, he knows your failings. He knows that you've failed to live up to your confirmation vows. He knows of your thoughts, that they've not remained chaste and pure. He knows of your failures in marriage. He knows all these failures in all aspects of life. And for these failings, he came to take them upon himself on the cross to rescue you, to give you his righteousness in exchange for your sins, to ransom you with his blood, to assure you of the resurrection and eternal life with him in his kingdom. Here in the supper, Jesus does not pass you by. He gets into the boat with you. He gets into you. Regardless of where you intended to go, he's with you, and he'll remain with you, even as he said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." When Jesus and the disciples crossed over and got out of the boat, the people there immediately recognized Jesus. They had heard. They believed the miracle. And they ran about the whole region and began to bring people on their beds to wherever they heard he was. Jesus and the disciples didn't end up where they intended to go. They landed in Gennesaret, not Bethsaida, but the people went to where Jesus was, where they heard he was. And with great faith and enthusiasm, they ran around, brought the sick to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he came, in villages, cities, or countryside, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and implored him that they might touch even the fringe of his garment, and as many touched it were made well. We know where Jesus is. He's here, right here, where his word is preached, his sacraments administered. We can find sick people around here, those sick in body and soul, and we can bring them here where Jesus is. He sent us ahead to do just that. We can trust him, even when the forces are against us. Amen. And may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand. And turn in your hymnal, page 158. Together, we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, with the Father and the Son together is worshiped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Heavenly Father, you made us your own dear children through holy baptism. Strengthen us with power by your Holy Spirit in our inner being, that your Son may dwell in our hearts through faith, and that we would be rooted and grounded in love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, you are able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think. Be glorified in your church and in Christ Jesus. Ground us in love. Give us a faith rooted in the promises of Christ and strength to comprehend with all the saints his love that surpasses all knowledge. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, from every family in heaven and on earth is named, as you preserved Noah and his family and brought forth new life from the ark under the promise of your covenant, bless now our families also. Make marriages strong and fruitful according to your will. Let your word rule in every home, uniting its members in forgiveness and causing your Son to dwell in every heart through faith. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of might, spare us and future generations from wickedness. Give blessing to our nation and its leaders to rule according to your good pleasure. Protect the members of our armed forces, police, and public servants. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, we, your people, cry out for your healing upon Jeff, Dan, Ben, Lewis, Arlene, Marlis, Tim, Greg, Missy, Lacey, Marlene, Arlene, Michael, Mark, Jesse, Sarah, Kara, Marlis, Erno, Ben, Jeff, and all those in need. Even as you sent your Son to heal and make whole, teach them ever to trust your love, for you never leave nor forsake them. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, do not allow our hearts to become hardened by indifference or frustration in this world. Give us understanding and courage to sustain us through this valley of sorrows. Lead us to your blessed sacrament with repentance and faith, that eating your true body and drinking your blood, we may receive forgiveness of sins and confidence according to Christ's New Testament. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, you name every family in heaven and on earth. We give thanks for our brothers and sisters in Christ who have finished their course in faith and now rest from their labors. Preserve us in the faith so that Christ might dwell in our hearts richly until that day when we join them around your throne. For the sake of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit,
one God, now and forever. Receive the blessing of our Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. You may be seated as the offering is collected.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who out of love for his fallen creation humbled himself by taking on the form of a servant, becoming obedient unto death, even death upon a cross. Risen from the dead, he has freed us from eternal death and given us life everlasting. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen."
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
The very body of our Lord.
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church, Missouri City.